Listen, we are in a fight for the soul of our state. I tell people that every single day, and I believe that we are. When you have a president and Democratic legislators that are having a party on the front lawn after raising taxes on hardworking Georgians and Americans when the president promised he would not, when they're spending more money when we already have 40-year high inflation that's been caused by their disastrous policies and is killing hardworking Georgians when they go to the gas pump or the grocery store, you know we're in a fight for the soul of our state. We cannot fix every bad problem in Washington, D.C., but I know we're going to send somebody out there to help be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I want to thank Dr. Rich McCormick for saying a few words early today. He's going to do a great job for us. I also want to thank the mayor for speaking today and for being such a good friend and being on the ground for us and really just doing a great job in an incredible city. So we just appreciate both of their friendships and support. But that is why we have been focused on you, on hardworking Georgians. And that's what I promised you in 2018 when I was campaigning. I said I would put you first ahead of the status quo and the politically correct. And that is what we've done in our state. And you remember when we reopened the economy here and led the great recovery. A lot of people very critical of that, including Stacey Abrams. She said it was too early. The national media was criticizing me. People in high places were criticizing me. The local media was criticizing me. The healthcare pundits that were in their basement getting paid while others couldn't go to work were saying I was doing the wrong thing. But what they didn't realize is I wasn't listening to them. I was listening to you. I was listening to the people. I was listening to the people in the restaurants and the barbers and the cosmetologist saying, hey, we can't keep doing this. And we're not going to sit in our basement and lose everything we got because of a virus. And they understood we had to protect lives. But we also understood in this state that we had to protect livelihoods. And that also meant getting our kids back in the classroom. And look, Stacey Abrams criticized that. And like other people that were running for governor a year ago, they felt like the government could make better decisions than you could as parents. Well, that's not what we think here. We believe in liberty and freedom and individual responsibility, but we also trust our parents. And we're going to continue to do that in this state. And look, this same crowd that thought it was a good idea to keep you from going to work or keep your kids from being in the classroom, it was okay for you to go gamble in their state, but you couldn't go to your place of worship or to your church. That's when they started losing people across the country and here in this state. That's a decision that you all and our faith leaders can make. But look, it shouldn't surprise you that this is the same crowd that had a great idea over the year ago in their minds that we should defund the police and we should be for no cash bail. Just like Stacey Abrams said with her own words. Know this, as long as I'm your governor, we are going to stand with our men and women in law enforcement. We are going to fight with the local law enforcement like we have here today to keep our communities safe. And that's not an easy thing to do. And I realize it's tough times and tough places all across the country. But you know what? We're in the fight here in Georgia. Our crime suppression unit in 5 quarters, we have arrested over 600 people that had outstanding warrants because we were chasing them. We were going after them. And we want to keep our people safe. 29 of them had outstanding murder warrants. Outstanding murder warrants. That is not our job in state government. You know what? We are in the fight, and we're going to stay in the fight because I believe we need to do that. And we'll work with anybody to get that done, and we have been, and we're going to continue to stay in that fight. But we're glad y'all are in the fight with us. Listen, we have 40-year high inflation. We have a disaster at the border. We have terrible domestic energy supply policy in the United States. It's caused a disaster at the gas pump. And I cannot fix all the broken problems in Washington, D.C. But what I've been focused on literally the last 6 months and will be focused on the next 6 months and the next 4 years is helping you fight through that. And that's what we did last session. When we sent your money back to you, over $1 billion of your tax money back in your pocket. That's what we did when we suspended the gas tax in Georgia since March, helping you fight through 40-year high inflation. Combat domestic energy supply policy. It's why working with the General Assembly, I know we got legislators here, y'all raise your hand. Thank you guys for chopping with us. That's why working together last year, they supported all these things. But we also passed the largest state income tax cut in state history. Again, designed to keep more money in your pocket. And we want to do that again in the future. That is what this race is about. Look, I've got a great record to run on. No one's done more in the country at the state level to raise awareness on human trafficking, to go after the perpetrators and support the victims of that horrible crime than our First Lady, Marty Kemp. Elections are about the future. We got to be standing for something. We got to give people a reason to vote for us. And we're going to do that because when we get back in January after we win this election, we're going to send another $1 billion back to the taxpayers. Because we have the excess revenue to do that. And it's one-time money. So we're not going to do like the Democrats and Stacey Abrams and build big government programs with one-time money. Because when that money runs out, you know how they pay for them in the future? Raise your taxes. And that's what they will do. We're going to go back and take our reserves that we have because we were open and Georgians were resilient and we didn't listen to Stacey Abrams and keep our economy closed. And we've got excess money. We're going to send it back to you, the taxpayer. So we'll turn in this local community and every local community across our state. But the other thing we're going to do is give a one-time property tax relief grant. I don't know about y'all, but everybody I talk to across the state, their property taxes are going up. And not every local government is rolling that money back to offset the increase. And so we're going to help fill the gap. The legislators and I are going to do this. We've already talked to them. We're going to do a one-time property tax relief grant that we believe will save most Georgians between 15 and 25% on your tax bill. Again, helping you fight through 40-year high inflation. But we're also going to keep putting our parents and our children first. We're not going to allow them to be indoctrinated in our classrooms. We're going to continue to make sure that we're transparent with everybody that's involved in education. We're going to make sure that we have fairness in girls' sports. And we're going to continue to be focused on learning loss, the teacher pipeline, and a lot of other great things that I've been proposing for this campaign that we're going to do in January. But I am honored today to be able to introduce somebody that has for sure been in the fight for parents. He's been in the fight for our children. He's been in the fight for his state when it comes to economic development and opportunity, and I ain't even talked about that today. And y'all know what the statistics are. We're doing so good in Georgia, all we got to do is keep chopping and keep it up. But this guy's doing the same thing. He's wanting to bring prosperity and opportunity to all parts of his state. So I hope y'all will give a big, warm Georgia welcome to the governor of Virginia, my friend Glenn Youngkin.
Thank you for that introduction. You know, I'm kind of convinced that it is so good to be a Georgia Republican today. The only thing better is to be a Georgia Bulldog. You know, that's the Georgia spirit. It's about grit, it's about hard work, and it's about winning is what it's about. And that's why we're here today. That's why we're here today, because I got to tell you, you guys have in Brian Kemp a winner, and we got to reelect him governor of Georgia. You see, that spirit of Georgia, it's under attack, just like the spirit of America is under attack. Because I'll tell you, folks, I've seen it. I've seen it in my beloved home state of Virginia. You know, last year we had a pretty big election there. Let me just take you on a little walk back in time. You see, no more than 2 years ago in Virginia, we were locked tight. Locked tight. We had had 8 years of a Democrat governor. 8 years. We were locked tight, shut down in the middle of the pandemic. Now, you didn't have that because you had Brian Kemp. We had small businesses in Bristol, Virginia that were closed, and we had businesses right across the street in Bristol, Tennessee that were wide open. We saw small business shut day and night. You didn't have that because you had Brian Kemp. We, in fact, saw crime going up in all our neighborhoods because we saw resources being taken away from law enforcement. You didn't have that because you had Brian Kemp. And we saw children locked out of their schools. Our schools didn't open until September of 2021 full time. We saw kids told that an education on a 12-inch screen was a quality education. You didn't have that because you had Brian Kemp. And so Virginians stood up. They said enough. They said enough. Teachers said enough. Parents said enough. Law enforcement said enough. By the way, the Latino community, the Asian community, the Black community, people who had never voted for Republicans before said enough. Enough. You know, folks, the wake-up call came, and Virginians answered it. And we made a big statement for change, and we made it loudly. Well, now it's your turn to make a big Georgia statement that we're going to give Brian Kemp 4 more years. About coming together. This is about recognizing that elections have consequences. And the consequences for Virginians for a long time have been dire. And guess what? The consequences for Georgia have been great because you elected Brian Kemp 4 years ago. The reality, of course, is that all the pundits said that no Republican can get elected in Virginia. It's too blue. You know, we had a Republican governor, Republican lieutenant governor, Republican attorney general, Republican House, Republican Senate. I'm sorry, we had Democrats. That's my hopeful eye to next year when we have elections again in Virginia. But they said, no, you can't elect a Republican in Virginia. It's too blue. But they forgot to do one thing. They forgot to ask the voters. And the voters stood up and made a statement. And that is the exact same statement that we're seeing made all across America. That exact same statement that we, in fact, have seen Republican governors lead their states so much better than Democrat governors have. Economic growth, job creation, education, safety, all the things that people care about. Friends, this one is a pretty clear decision. We have Stacey Abrams on one hand and Governor Kemp on the other. So let's just be clear. When states around the country were closed and Stacey Abrams thought that Georgia should be closed, Brian Kemp had it open. When Stacey Abrams thought that schools should be shut and kids should be learning on that 12-inch screen, Brian Kemp had schools open. When Stacey Abrams thinks that it's her money, not your money, Brian Kemp finds a way to give it back to you because he knows it's your money. When Stacey Abrams thinks that it's time to defund police, Brian Kemp stands strong and defends police because he knows that's the key to safety in neighborhoods. And this one's my favorite. When all across America, the left, liberal, progressives think that parents do not have a role in their child's education, Brian Kemp stands up and says, no, we will have a parents' bill of rights here in Georgia. Now, I may not know that much, but this one seems pretty clear to me, that you all have to re-elect Brian Kemp. What we've seen across our nation over the course of the last 2 years is the politics of Stacey Abrams and the politics of Joe Biden have come together to lead our country in a place that we can't even recognize it at times. We're actually seeing America cower on the international stage and go from there's peace through strength to, in fact, let's let China win. We've in fact seen our border go from safe and secure to a national crisis. We've watched inflation, that silent thief that Joe Biden has let loose, stealing thousands and thousands of dollars of hardworking Georgians and Virginians and Americans' money. We in fact have seen lawlessness embraced in the name of defunding police. Friends, the failed policy of the progressive liberals has been on display, and we all know that it has failed. This is not a Republican view, this is an American view. Now, some of you may not know that Stacey Abrams came to Virginia last year to campaign for my opponent. And when she was speaking to very small crowds, she in fact said that the biggest fear that Virginia had is if he elected Glenn Youngkin, it would become more like Georgia. Let me tell you, I said, thank you, Stacey. Because Virginians elected me, and I'm proud to say that our economy is open, our economy is growing, our kids are back in school. We're returning taxpayers' money to them. Virginia's competing like crazy with Georgia in order to win economic development. And I am proud to say that, yeah, we're a lot like Georgia. Friends, this is a moment. As I said, elections have consequences. And right now, you all have a little over 41 days to get this right. 41 days to do the work. 41 days to make sure that you give Brian Kemp 4 more years. 41 days to do the work, and it takes work. I mean, last year in Virginia, we had 5,000 volunteers working the polls. 5,000 poll watchers, election officials watching the polls. We had red signs. In this case, we'll have red and black signs everywhere across the state. We had more bumper stickers, more t-shirts, more hats, more volunteers than anybody had ever seen because we came together as Virginians, and it's your time to come together as Georgians. I mean, that's the bottom line. So my call to all of you is plant the signs in every yard. Put a bumper sticker on every car. Have a t-shirt on every back. Put a hat on every head. Volunteer to work at the polls. Get out and knock doors, get on phone lines, and get every single Georgian out to vote. I mean, come on. Listen, I think you might as well all get red vests and walk around town. Thank you. Governor, I think you need a red vest. Friends, the winning team is the winning team. We got to go win. And the great thing is we are on the winning side. I mean, we are the party of low taxes, of low regulations, of a strong economy, of American-made products. We are the party of low inflation, of empowered liberties. We are the party of freedom. We're the party who embraces the fact that the unbridled opportunities in America lift up all Americans, all Virginians, all Georgians. We are the party where education is in place to teach our children how to think, not what to think. We are the party where parents matter. Parents matter. Friends, this is about liberty and freedom. I have to say that we Virginians feel we know a little bit about liberty and freedom. Just a smidgen. You know, it was a great Virginian who wrote those immortal words that we are all given inalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Friends, these inalienable rights are not rights that are gifted by a king or handed to us by elites in Washington or Atlanta or in Richmond. These are rights that are granted to us by God Almighty. And they are ours to stand up for. They are ours to defend. But they are ours. That's what's at stake in this election. And so we have to go do the work. We have to come together in a way that we saw last year in Virginia, and you all saw last time you elected Governor Brian Kemp, and you got to do it again, because Georgia's future is at stake. Georgia's stake in the future of America is on the ballot. Georgia's role is, yes, part of America coming together to be that shining city on the hill is on the ballot. And so, friends, let's get this done. Let's come together and do the work. Let's knock the doors. Let's plant the signs. And let's make sure you make a very large Georgia statement that we are going to make sure that Brian Kemp has 4 more years. God bless you. God bless Georgia. And God bless the Commonwealth of Virginia and the United States of America. Thank you so much.